Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zoe and Beetle. No Zoe, no Beetle. Adam Jones and Christian Arkham with you until 2 o'clock. Taking your phone calls if I don't accidentally hang up on you.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Starting to wonder if this is an accident anymore.
No, at some point it can't be an accident. It's just my idiocy.
Yeah. It's going to stop being funny, but if you keep doing it, it'll be funny again. Like, it's one of those jokes, you know, like a callback joke.
I've hung up on no joke. Almost 10 people, including a guest.
Mm.
And it's like, it's just one button. It's just one mild difference from the last 5.5 years, but my brain's too stupid to figure it out. And again, it's incredible. You know, some hosts here actually have to do a lot. You know, Fred runs his own board. Rich is constantly firing off audio. I mentioned Hardy. You know, he's in here doing a lot of stuff. Like, some guys actually have a lot to keep track of. All I do is turn my mic on and off, and all I do is put callers on and off the air. That's all I do.
Yeah.
That's all I do. Outside of the takes, Arkan, that's all I bring to the table.
Pretty much.
And I figured out the on-off switch. I've been pretty good at that. I'd say I've been a success with that. The getting the callers on the air has been a rocky road, which just again, it really, really speaks to the lack of brain power that I have. So anyway, speaking of my brain power, something that my big brain came up with yesterday, Arkan, and we spent some time talking about last night and discussing again earlier in the show today, and I want to reset, is Marcus Smart and his contract. And I don't even want to debate people on whether or not he's overpaid. Like, he's overpaid. Newsflash.
I haven't heard anyone say he isn't.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Just newsflash. He's overpaid. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think that many people are even pushing back on it. He is. He's overpaid. Nobody else in the league wanted him, and they just handed him $13 million a year.
So they could have had him for six.
He's overpaid.
Yeah.
So just, I don't think there's any point in even debating that. I've blown right past that. I know he's overpaid. I don't need to hear from you if you think he's not. You're just wrong. You just are. So what fascinates me is what his role is going to be. And this goes into a bigger discussion about Brad Stevens and managing egos, and we've kind of touched on that peripherally here and there. But I think fundamentally, you're now paying Marcus Smart more to do less, is kind of the way that I've framed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have hit on the first part. I'm not sure how many have hit on the second. And if I've missed it and other people have talked about it, then shame on me. I just missed it. You're a starting five. I think are going to be Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, and Al Horford. I think that's going to be your starting five. That would be my starting five. McCone's nodding over there. Arkand, I know you agree.
Of course.
That's your starting five. Your closing five should be the same. The guys who finish the game should be the same. Kyrie, Jaylen, Tatum, Hayward, Horford. Okay? In years past, your starting five was not your closing five. You know, in years past, Amir Johnson was a token starter. Aaron Baines was a token starter. But mm-hmm. Marcus Smart would finish those games.
Right.
Marcus Smart would be out there at winning time, making winning plays. That's when Marcus Smart was out there. In crunch time with the game on the line, even guys who talk down about Marcus Smart, and I'm certainly one of them, he was out there in the biggest spots. And I think that's how some have justified, okay, you're overpaying. Even the people who are saying, yeah, you're overpaying. I'll grant you that you're overpaying him. But he's going to be out there in the big moments.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Not really.
He better not be. And again, that's a whole side conversation. That's a whole nother issue. But Marcus Smart is not going to be out there at winning time making winning plays. He doesn't start for you. He's now not going to finish games for you. Danny Ainge has just paid Marcus Smart more to do less. And that I think is my ultimate issue with this. Never mind the spiking salary, how it could take you into luxury tax territory or repeater tax territory, which I really don't have much of an issue with right mm-hmm. now. I just think it's harder to trade a guy when he's making $13 million a year than when he's making his rookie deal. Outside of, you know, an Anthony Davis deal, and if you're thinking big and you're just trying to roll him into a bigger deal, well, then I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. If he's just a placeholder, then Danny's overpaying him on purpose. He's still overpaying him.
Right.
But I don't get on what planet that's good value and that's good business. Again, you don't need Bill Belichick's economics degree to figure this one out. Paying someone more to do less, bad deal. Bad business.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder if there was a qualifying offer, but if an offer sheet was tendered during the RFA period there, do you think the Celtics would have matched it? Like, if Sacramento came with a deal similar to this one in the first couple of days of free agency, were the Celtics guaranteed to have matched it? Like, I feel like something happened in the past 3 weeks
I can't
wrap my head around.
I think they would have.
You think so? Then why didn't they just offer it to him then? Why'd they wait this long? What was the delay?
I wonder if they were hoping that someone would sign him to a lower level deal. I wonder how much of that was hesitance on Marcus Smart's part. Remember, the report from Mark Murphy came out, I think, last week that he was just coming around to accepting basically what they were offering a year ago.
Oh, that he would consider accepting.
Yeah.
That.
So
But then Murphy also tweeted that offer was off the table. So, I mean, it's like, well, so what happened? Like, why did it come back?
That's a good point. I forgot Murphy said that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if Danny's always been right in the same vicinity and he could have lowered it and he could have really hammered Marcus Smart and he decided not to. But I don't know. I think if another team gave him this offer, 4 years, 52, I think they would have matched.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think they should have, but I think they would have.
Well, Steve Bulpet thinks so, too. He says in the same piece that I had that Kyrie Irving piece from, I was just sort of reading through it over in the break here. He said, Smart had hoped to attract more on the market, but there were fewer available dollars this summer, and teams didn't appear interested in giving him an offer sheet that the Celtics would almost certainly match. As the free agent dominoes fell, the only team left that really could have blown the Celtics out of the water was Sacramento, but the Kings were not about to give large money to a 36% career shooter when they had a young and crowded backcourt, which all of that makes sense to me. But the part about almost certainly match, they would almost certainly match any offer that came through. Like that seems to me like not consistent with the way that these negotiations were handled, at least not in the early part of free agency.
Yeah, it's true. It's not exactly how they were operating early in free agency, but I think they would have matched this deal. I think they would have. And again, ask yourself the question, if you want to get Marcus Smart in the game in the last 5 minutes, who are you going to and sitting down if you're Brad Stevens? Are you going to sit down Kyrie Irving?
Mm.
Who were already suspect about his future here in Boston. He's already looking at New York, maybe Brooklyn, other destinations in the Eastern Conference to go play with Jimmy Butler. So Brad Stevens is going to go to Kyrie Irving now and sit him down. In the last 5 minutes of the game or last 2 minutes of the game, crunch time, winning time, you're going to take out Kyrie Irving? No, you better not. Are you going to sit down either your young wings, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum? You know, one guy is, according to voters a year ago, think of them what you will, got more votes for all defense than Marcus Smart did in Jaylen Brown.
Right.
The other is the future of your franchise. You know, the other is a future MVP candidate, future All-NBA player. We're all over the moon about Jason Tatum. You're sitting him down now? The future of your franchise?
For the right matchup?
In the final 5 minutes of the game?
Maybe. For the right matchup, you would.
I'm not. Are you sitting down Gordon Hayward, the teacher's pet? The guy, hey, I know I recruited you when you were a tennis player in high school and I brought you into Butler and we brought you back here, but you know what? You're actually going to sit down for that chucker, Marcus Smart, so he can break a couple of backboards and flop all over the court and maybe deflect a few passes out of bounds. That's what you're doing? So just, and again, Hayward and Butler are regarded as, Hayward and Brown rather, are regarded as two really good two-way players. Jason Tatum, I agree, and Kyrie Irving, they have their defensive deficiencies. But Kyrie Irving right now is your superstar and Jason Tatum is your superstar of the future.
Sure.
So, fine. Could Brad on paper go to them and say, guys, I need to sit you down in this spot? Yeah, on paper, maybe it makes some sense. I need to get Marcus Smart in the game because Kyle Lowry, for instance, is killing Kyrie Irving
right
now.
James Harden is having a big game. And
sure.
You saw what Marcus Smart did to him last year. I mean, listen.
Flops like you read about.
Did it work?
So, I wonder. Okay, on paper, it's defensible.
Yeah.
But you still got to deal with the actual ego there. You still got to manage that guy. Do you think Kyrie's going to take that well? Do you think Jason Tatum is going to take that well? Hey, we really believe in you as a future superstar and you're an emerging force, but you're sitting down now for our eighth man. Like, no, no.
Kyrie, no. Tatum, he should be able to deal with that. You know, his ego shouldn't be so big in his second year in the NBA that he can't take, you know, getting, well, I don't want to say bench.
We better
but at least
stop referring to him
there.
As a superstar and an MVP candidate and everything like that.
You can still refer to him as that.
I don't know what that's doing to his ego, but my sense is his ego's getting a little inflated by the way we're talking about him, by the way players are talking about him, by the way coaches in the league are talking about him. My sense is it's getting inflated.
Welcome to the Celtics. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, I mean, Marcus Smart, all these guys. Listen, it happens constantly here. And that's, you know, it's sort of the give and take of this.
You want to sit down the future of the franchise at the end of some of these games?
In certain situations, yes, I would.
Oh, I'm so out on that. I am so out on that. If Jason Tatum gets pissed at it, I don't blame him. I don't blame Kyrie, Jaylen, Tatum, Hayward. I'd consider sitting Horford down, but it's just now you have no big man in the game.
True.
So, like, I wouldn't mind at all if Horford was out of that lineup, but I just think he's kind of the guy who has to stay by default because he's your only big. But if you can figure out a way to get Horford out of there, maybe I'd listen to you on Smart. Maybe. But now that's a really small lineup. I don't know how reasonable that is.
It is a small lineup. Again, it's for certain matchups. And here's the other thing. If Smart goes into these games at the end of the game instead of Tatum or instead of Kyrie or instead of Brown or Hayward or whoever, and he blows the game and bricks a bunch of shots and turns the ball over, which he does sometimes.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
I mean, that happens sometimes, and he blows the game and they lose, sure, they should be mad. But if he goes in there, locks down James Harden, locks down Steph Curry, locks down Chris Paul, whoever it is, and they win the game, I can't imagine that's going to really upset everybody. Like, I mean, if they're rattling off wins and Smart's coming out there and winning games.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Kyrie Irving won a title and wasn't happy.
Sure.
Kyrie Irving won a championship and wasn't happy. So what? Now they win a regular season game in March and he's thrilled to sit down? No.
Like, but it wasn't because Kyrie Irving was sitting down.
That's not how these guys. No, it's because he wasn't getting the basketball enough. It wasn't even that bad. It was about shit. He was playing. He just wasn't getting the basketball enough, and he was getting talked down to by LeBron.
That's what it was. No one's talking down to Kyrie on this team. You know, putting Smart in the game at the end of the game for a defensive matchup is not talking down to him.
Yeah, the coaches. That's talking down to you right there. Hey, I don't. It's without saying it. Yeah, you know what? I actually don't think enough about you to be out there in winning time. To Kyrie Irving.
I doubt Kyrie's ever going to come off the floor in a situation like this unless he's just getting absolutely massacred in a one-on-one match.
He should not. So this I'm not
Tatum,
saying.
Tatum, though, Tatum should be able to take this. He's a second-year player. I'm sorry. I mean, you don't get to puff your chest out that much in your second year.
You do when it's Marcus Smart. Like, you do when the guy on the other side is Marcus Smart. You know, if you're replacing him with Jaylen Brown or you're replacing him with Gordon Hayward, well, then fine. Then you got to stomach that. When you're replacing him with Marcus Smart, I would have a problem with that if I'm Jason Tatum. I have a problem for Jason Tatum if that's what they do. 617.
On behalf of Jason Tatum.
I have a problem for you, Jason. You need someone to talk for you. You need someone to speak your case. Just come see me. 617-779-0985. We'll continue with all your feedback. And you want to know exactly what Marcus Smart does? You want to know exactly what he does? Let's go to the Celtics, okay? This is not what I think he does. This is not what anyone else. This is what the Celtics think Marcus Smart actually does for the team. They try to quantify his impact, and it is laughable. We will get to that with your phone calls next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Adam Jones and Christian Arcan in for Zoan Beadle as we take you up until 2 o'clock here on a Friday. We got your phone call, 617-779-0985. So we talked a little bit about Marcus Smart. Again, I don't really even know how to debate whether or not he's overpaid. He's overpaid.
There is no debate.
He's just he makes too much money for what he does for your eighth guy. He makes too much money. And he's your eighth guy, by the way. He's not better than Rozier. He's not better than Marcus Morris. Someone tweeted me Tice earlier. I'd give him the edge over Tice.
That's big of you, Jones.
I'd give him the edge over Daniel Tice.
Okay.
But other than that, I that's probably about as far as I'd go. He's your eighth guy, okay? And he's making $13 million a year. So I don't even quite know how to debate that one with the people. Like, he's overpaid. And they're paying him more to do less. They're paying him that $13 million up from his rookie deal now to previously playing in crunch time to now sit in crunch time. He's not going to be out there when the game matters. And if he is, I think you have a bigger... If he is playing, you have a bigger problem. You have bruised egos to manage and... Or something's gone wrong injury-wise.
Injuries,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Jaylen Brown's hurt. And that's why he's finishing games, which also would be a problem.
Which I think actually, in that sense, makes him a decent insurance policy in case any of those aforementioned players go down with something for any extended period of time. But again, it's tough to call the biggest wild card on your team an insurance policy. It's just, I don't know. I feel very uncomfortable calling Marcus Smart an insurance policy.
Not
when
great
the guy
insurance.
Smashed his hand against the picture frame and cut his thumb, and then had to miss like months after that, and barely got back for the playoffs.
It's not very risk averse insurance. It's risky, is what it is. 617-779-0985. So how do you quantify Marcus Smart? This always turns into a problem. How do you quantify Marcus Smart and his value? And people, you can't quantify it. Well, no, you can't. I mean, I can quantify it very easily. Go look at the shooting percentages. You know, go look at all the misses. Go look at the crappy offense. Like, to me, there's a real easy way to quantify Marcus Smart. But okay, you know, the burden is to prove that Marcus Smart is actually good. That burden is much more difficult to quantify. So, okay, how do you do that? How do you dig deep? And the way the Celtics did it in their press release, and these are always fun, to look at how the team wants to spin their own re-signing. So you get through the first line. Marcus Smart has signed a multi-year extension. Terms of the deal are undisclosed, right? Very standard in a press release. Then they get to all of his traditional numbers, points per game, rebounds per game, assists, steals, all these things, right? So the Celtics list all that like you normally would. Then we get to Smart also ranked. Also, like they're like, hey, this is a little more for you. This was so good before, but now we're really going to tell you the good stuff. Smart also ranked in the top 25 in defensive deflections per game. Which, again, who cares about that? So he's deflected some passes out of bounds, and the other team, what, gets to keep the basketball? Oh, okay, a defensive deflection. Oh, I didn't realize he was in the top 25. My mistake, I had no idea
he was
in the top 25. Which, again, Conley made this point. If they're listing him as top 25, means he's probably 24th or so.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you say top 20? If he's top 20, you say top 20.
Sure.
If he's top 10, you say top 10. Top 5, you say top 5.
He's between 20 and 25.
He has to be.
Right.
He has to be.
In
that's
a
why,
meaningless statistic.
That's why you write it that way. So that's the best they can come up with to quantify. Oh, well, and there's this, Arcan. He's top 10 in charges drawn per game. Top 10?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Sure.
Outside the top 5, but certainly in the top 10. So that basically means he's pretty good at flopping. In my estimation, that means he's pretty good at flopping.
It means he's getting $1.5 million per charge.
Charges are generally related to flopping. Case in point, the Houston game last year, which, yes, he helped them win that game for sure. I don't know how too many other games he helped them win, but whatever. That's one of them. But he's basically flopping all over the court, and there's your evidence. So where how does he compare to some other talent? Again, these are the Celtics stats. You don't like these stats, you can yell at the Celtics about this. But they are trying to quantify his defensive impact as deflections per game. Great. Awesome. Okay, so deflections count. So who is he tied with? Let me scroll down here on the leaderboard. Who is he tied with? Scroll. Who is he tied with? Oh, interesting. James Harden, regarded as one of the worst defensive players in the league. They deflect the same amount of passes per game. Interesting. Okay, so the Celtics must think James Harden is really good defensively based on the statistics they're asking me to buy. Okay, fine. What? Where does he rate in charges per game, not flops per game, charges per game, even though they're basically the same thing. Where does he rate in that? He's top 10. Let me scroll. Let me find out who he's top. Oh, Dennis Schroeder. Interesting. Dennis Schroeder, whose horrible team, the Atlanta Hawks, just gave him away yesterday. Gave him away for the privilege to buy out Carmelo Anthony. They just gave him away. That's who Smart's tied with in charges, a.k.a. flops per game. So what do those stats even mean? They're trying to talk this guy up, and they can't even do it right, Arcan, because there's no way to do it. Deflections and charges drawn is now what we're leaning on and justifying Marcus Smart for signing for $13 million a year.
Well, you can't really do it with shooting percentage.
No.
You can't really do it with points per game.
No,
maybe can do it with rebounds and assists. I think those numbers
have gotten better. You can't really do it with anything.
Rebound and assist numbers have gotten better. I mean, that's something you can at least point to and say, there's a progression here. This is something that's improving. There's something about this player that you can hang your hat on as it will get better over the course of these 4 years. But you can't with anything else. I mean, you really can't. Nothing else rates like that. Wait. Nothing else tracks. I mean, you're talking about a guy who at 24, most people sort of realize this is what he is and this is what he's going to be.
So I just wonder, like, when we were reading along in this press release, we're supposed to be reading along in the press, were the Celtics like, hey, I know people are skeptical about this $13 million a year, but we're going to put in the deflections and the charges drawn. And then that'll win them over.
That'll sway them.
That's how we do it. Like, wow. I had no idea he was top 25 in deflections per game. Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? Give him the $13 million. And on top of it, he was top 10 in charges drawn? Well, I stand corrected. Boy, is my face red. I take it all back. Give him the $13 million a year. Hell, do it over 4 years. That's what a value. What good value that they've gotten. 617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your phone calls here. I will do my best not to hang up on the people, as I've been doing across New England for the last couple of days. Kevin is in the car. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, I know you said don't debate with Marcus Smart getting overpaid, but I actually sent you a list on Twitter of players who get paid the same. People like J.R. Smith are on there. you know, Plumlee. But then the only people better than Marcus Smart are about Kemba Walker and Eric Gordon. So I think he's getting paid.
I'm sorry. What? The only guys who are paid more that are better, or the only guys paid the same amount that are better?
Same amount. They're getting paid the same amount as Marcus.
I was about to lose my mind. Okay, so I'll have to give your list a look. Here's what I would say. We can all come up with lists all day long. Like, a lot of what Celtics fans want to say, well, Evan Turner gets $17 million a year, and Marcus Smart's better than Evan Turner, to which I say debatable, but whatever. Okay, fine. So Evan Turner gets paid that much more than Marcus Smart. So you can bring up that contract all day. How about I do this one? Because this guy just signed and this guy played here.
How about Chris Middleton? He makes $13 million a year.
Oh, well, there you go. So that's a good one. That's a good one. But how about this? Let's just stick with a guy who used to play here who signed this offseason, right? So it's apples to apples in some regard. You know, Evan Turner was signed a couple of years ago. Maybe right. Chris Middleton was signed before, it was what, 2-3 years ago before he really turned into the player that he was. So again, this is apples to apples right now. Avery Bradley makes $12.5 million over only 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $25 million. Marcus Smart gets $4.52 million. Who's better?
It's Avery Bradley.
Bradley is a better defensive player. How do I know? He's actually made all defensive teams, unlike Marcus Smart, multiple all defensive teams, and he can actually shoot, and he makes less than Marcus Smart. So again, I feel like that's an easy way to illustrate that Smart is overpaid, even slightly overpaid. If you want to argue that, fine. You can say slightly overpaid is still overpaid.
Yeah. And by the way, J.R. Smith is obviously overpaid. I mean, everybody knows that. You can't throw in another guy who's also overpaid and say, well, this guy's overpaid, so Marcus Smart can't be overpaid. They're both overpaid.
Right, exactly. Just because somebody else is overpaid doesn't make Marcus Smart not overpaid. I almost said, and I like immediately regretted it as the words almost came out of my mouth, I almost said I'd rather have J.R. Smith than Marcus Smart. I gotta think about that one more. You say, eh. The guy's won multiple championships.
Oh, he won the championships, really?
He's been on multiple championship winning teams.
If Marcus Smart was on those teams instead of J.R. Smith, they still win the championship.
I don't know about that.
I believe that they do.
I take it back. I just said multiple finals teams, one championship.
That's
right. Does Marcus Smart, is he bad enough to lose them that finals? He might be against Golden State.
I don't think so.
He might have been bad enough to lose them that finals against
He would have played
State.
Better defense on Curry and Thompson than Smith did, that's for sure. I mean, he wouldn't ask him to shoot
and they
very
also
much.
Never would have scored.
Well, they would have. He wouldn't have scored.
They also would have been stuck in the 70s in points per game because they couldn't make any. Thing at the other end.
Kevin Love and LeBron James probably would have handled most of the shooting. I don't think that would have fallen to Marcus Smart. I would think.
J.R. Smith knocked down some threes in that finals.
A couple, but I mean, please, like J.R. Smith, really. I mean, this is a...
Who would I rather have? J.R. Smith on his contract or Marcus Smart on his?
I say Smart, definitely.
It's close. I almost said it right away, right when the caller said it. I almost yelled it right back in his face. I was like, I'd rather take J.R. Smith. It's close.
J.R. Smith's 32 years old.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, do I want J.R. Smith at this age? And I know you're getting J.R. Smith at this age, but like, I don't know. J.R. Smith, when he signed his deal, better player than Marcus Smart right now. 617-779-0985. Because again, he can knock down open shots.
True. We can do that.
Which Smart definitely cannot do. And J.R. Smith is not a horrible defender. Oh, by the way. He's an idiot. I mean, we learned that in the NBA Finals last year. Like, he's dumb. So I think we can all state that about J.R. Smith. Marcus Smart, not exactly the greatest with clock management either. Case in point, that Lakers game last year, but whatever. 617-779-0985. Well, did he, though? You didn't need a three there, Marcus. 617-779-0985. We'll continue with all your feedback. Tim McComb with the latest in your Hub headlines, and we're right back.
Sports Hub headlines.
All right, we finally get some baseball tonight. Red Sox visiting the Tigers. David Price going to get the start for the Sox. First pitch set for 7:10. Red Sox have also made a roster move, activating Andrew Benintendi from the bereavement list. They've optioned San Travis to Pawtucket. Jerry Krasnick reporting, now that the Orioles have traded Manny Machado, they're focused on dealing Zach Britton. Cubs, Giants, Astros, Phillies, Yankees, and Red Sox are all in the mix. NFL reports out that Julian Edelman will not appeal his suspension in the court system, so he will accept his 4-game ban. Edelman set to miss the Texans, Jaguars, Lions, and Dolphins games to start the year. Ravens had their first public practice yesterday. Remember, they took Lamar Jackson in the draft? Well, reports out they are practicing plays where both Lamar Jackson and Joe Flacco touch the ball in the same play. Ian Rappaport tweeting out that Jets wide receiver Ardarius Stewart is facing a 2-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. And round 2 of the Open underway in Scotland. We've got a 4-way tie atop the leaderboard right now. It's 6-under with Zach Johnson, Kevin Kisner, Pat Perez, and Xander Lombard. Rory McIlroy, 2 shots back. Tiger Woods, even 4-under.
the tournament. Sports Hub Headlines brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Tim McCone on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.140 here on the Sports Hub. It is Adam Jones and Christian Arcan in for Zoe and Beetle, taking you up until 2 o'clock. You know what happens at 2 o'clock, Arcan?
The mood lighting goes from dark to bright is what happens.
It is bright in here. They just turned on the TV lights.
I feel like I'm being interrogated by Dick Tracy or something in here.
It's hot under those lights, eh, Seinfeld?
No, I'm quite comfortable.
Yikes, it is. It's tough in here right now. How do they do this? In all honesty, how do they do this?
How do they turn lights on?
No, like how do they do the show under this?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like I'm very against being all under these lights here. I'm very averse to daylight. Very averse to this artificial light. I guess would be the proper word for it.
Sure.
Like it is lit up in here, like you read about.
That's why I brought my sunglasses.
You have your sunglasses on, right?
First of all, because Scott Zolak's my idol, and second of all, because my God, I mean, it's just really, really bright here, and it was really dark all day.
It's something.
Yeah.
You ever been
at the beach and then you walk inside and like it's super dark and you can't walk into a pole or something? You never been to the beach?
No, I mean I've been, but I don't go.
Okay.
Like when you say, do you ever go to the beach? My answer is no.
Do I ever go anywhere?
No, I don't go anywhere. You ever leave your house, Jones? No, not really. I drove here.
I know you go to McCarthy's Liquors once in a while.
That's true.
Yeah.
I learned that last night.
Yeah.
We got a nice bet going with the guy from McCarthy's Liquors. On Jackie Bradley Jr., of all things.
A sucker's bet.
Yeah.
Going to clean that guy out.
I don't know what that says about me and my drinking problem, but there you go. 617-779-0985. We will wrap things up before we get to Felger and Maz coming up at the top of the hour. I was about to say with today's takeaways and fake promos and things like that, but I can't imagine we have any of that, actually. No, so I take it back. We'll be taking your phone calls right up until 2 o'clock, assuming I don't hang up on you, which I've been doing all day long and most of the show last night. I swear to God, I've hung up on at least 7 or 8 people. It might be double.
Lottie waiting patiently on the anthem and other things. How's about John in Worcester waiting patiently on the...
Did it again.
Let's go to Sandy on the North Shore. What's going on, Sandy?
Yep.
I hung up on him.
Yep.
Not even joking. Hung up on him. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to your phone calls here. Chris is waiting patiently in Nashua. No, he's not because I hung up on him. Damn it. 617-779-0985. And if that's what Ainge is doing, I think that's a mistake. Dave is in Worcester. What's up? That's not even all of them.
The last one's the best.
I hung up on a guest. I hung up on a guest last night. I've hung up on many, many callers.
Yeah.
It's like I've said this 15 times today, but like, you know, there are actually skilled people at this radio station, and then there's me. Good take, though, leading into that last one. I like that. If Ainge is doing it, then it's a mistake. Let's go to the calls. All right, let's try. I swear I won't hang up on Derek in Boston. What's going on, Derek? Derek? I know I didn't hang up on him.
Derek!
Hello, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hello, hello, hold on.
Hi.
Sorry, I was working.
Uh-huh.
Working my nerves.
I just wanted to say, I do enjoy the show a lot, but you guys have been talking about Marcus Smart for a good while now. I'm just jumping into the top.
It's the one guy I didn't hang up on.
Yeah.
It's a guy I should have hung up on. Maybe I've been saving things. We keep laughing at me for hanging up on people. Maybe I've actually been saving things all
Could
day
be.
Long.
Yeah, maybe actually save the show with your...
Oh, by the way, I meant to say this. I forgot about my J.R. Smith take. The fact that people are so riled up, my Twitter timeline is now out of control with saying that I think I'd rather have J.R. Smith over Marcus Smart makes me feel that much stronger about it, by the way. Like, the fact that people are so, oh, how could you say that, Joe? Oh, what are you? Oh, you must be trolling now, Jones. Well, no. Actually, if I need somebody to knock down a shot, one guy can make them and one guy can't. And yes, J.R. Smith is a pretty big idiot in crunch time.
True. Very true. He also has actually won. I know Marcus Smart is a winning player who makes winning plays. Only one guy's actually won something, just FYI. And two, Marcus Smart ain't exactly the greatest in crunch time either. Case in point, the Lakers game where they were down one and he shot a three for some reason at the end of the game. Didn't have very good clock management. And then, oh, by the way, went home and punched out a picture frame and was sidelined for a month. What now? What now? Marcus Smart is a Mensa candidate? Is that what we're supposed to say?
There's a difference between Mensa candidate and smarter than J.R. Smith. At least he knew they were losing.
Has J.R. Smith ever punched out a picture frame and then injured himself for a month? He probably has. He probably has. I should double check that before I say that so strongly. But no, you're right. Marcus Smart is a genius. You're right. How could I possibly compare him to J.R. Smith? J.R. Smith's the only idiot in that league. It couldn't be possibly anybody else. Can't keep track of the clock. Hucks up shots at a bad time and then gets himself hurt for a month. No. That was J.R. Smith that did that. I forgot about it. 617-779-0985. Let's try someone else without hanging up on them. How about Robert in California on Jimmy G? Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, we learned something else from the date that Jimmy G went on with the person.
Okay.
We also learned what's in his browser history on his laptop computer.
Say again?
I said we've also learned what's in his browser history on his laptop computer.
And what would that be?
The browser history in his computer, Arcan.
He enjoys pornography.
It was a joke, yeah.
Oh,
we made him double down on his joke. That's always tough for your punchline.
Yeah, it wasn't good to begin with.
No.
He took a porn star out. That means he probably watches the porn. He probably likes the porn.
I'll tell you what.
Probably.
Jeremy Conley has been wishing that I haven't been hanging up on all these callers. Maybe he takes it back. Maybe Jeremy's like, yeah, you know what? Jones had it right, hanging up on all these callers accidentally. If those last two calls are any indication, I should forget how to work these buttons again.
Yeah. You know what we learned when he ate that steak is that he likes steak. You know? Like, right?
No.
It's when it was browser history. Looking up steak.
The first time he said it, I thought he said something about Jeter. And I was like, oh, right. It's not exactly the dating history of a Derek Jeter. I thought that's what he was going with.
I did step on him a little bit. I apologize. But you know what? It deserved to be stepped on.
Well, he made sure he got it back. When you got a line that good, you got to double back to it. You got to circle back, just in case the people missed it.
Take my wife, please. Like you got to stick with what kills.
That's always the worst. When you crack a joke and you're like, I think maybe they didn't hear it. Let me double back to it and say it again, and then you're like, no, it just bombed. What are you gonna do? 617-779-0985. We got Felger Amaz and their bright lights standing by at the top of the hour. We'll wrap things up with your phone calls coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So you know Arkham. They got the cameras whipping around in this studio. Felger and Maz are coming up at 2 o'clock.
Sure do.
Zoe and Beetle. It's been announced that they're going to be on television beginning on Monday.
Look, you're watching Zolak and Bertrand right now.
Yeah. Well, so they
hold
have
on. If we're Zolak and Bertrand, hey, hold on a second.
They have the camera. Hey, put the sunglasses on. There you go.
What's up? Turn up, Jim. Get away, Jay.
Shut up, Wallach.
Turn it up. Just shut up, Wallach. You nerd.
But they have the cameras whipping around, and I knew this the other day. I said this to Shirtley because he was sitting here, and I was sitting over where you are, Christian.
Right.
And the camera was right behind him, and he's like, boy, this is an unflattering angle. And I said, yeah, I was like, if I were over there, I wouldn't really want to see my bald spot. And you know what just happened?
Sorry, bald spot?
Thing just went right on there, bald spot.
Nice.
I said, ugh. Like, I know it's back there. I just don't want to see it. I know it's back there.
Oh, there we go. There's McCone's. There's mine.
I don't pretend it's not back there. I know other people can see it. I just don't want to see it.
Sure.
But anyway, so that's a tough camera angle back there. Woof. Woof. 617-779-0985. We're wrapping things up here with your phone calls. Let's see. How's about Kevin in the car? What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for not hanging up on me.
I'm regretting not hanging up on the last couple of callers, so try to do better here, Kevin.
No, I got to make it up. I got to make up for it. So, Marcus Smart, way overpaid. And I think that this crap about the about the charges and the deflections. That's exactly what that is. The deflection.
It's it's deflections and charges, though. You got to add them both together. It's not just one or if it was one or the other, Kevin, I would agree with you. But when it's both, I think I have to disagree. I actually think he's now worth that contract because of both the deflections and the charges.
Dual threat, yeah. But silver lining, I do think he belongs in Boston. I think he belongs here, and I'll tell you why. It's because of his name. I think that he has a perfect name for a Boston sports athlete.
Smack. He's
not wasted anywhere else. Marcus Smart. That dude can draw a chat. What a player.
So I'll tell you what. The more I figured out this call screener, the more I regret it. The more I regret it.
He's got a perfect name for here, Jones.
You know what we should have done?
Marcus Smart took the charge.
We should have made him repeat his punchline, too.
Yes.
Like, wait, hang on, you were breaking up there. What was that punchline? Shame on me. That's a real missed opportunity. Like, the last guy.
That was better than the last one.
I said, you're going to want to check the browser history. No, the browser history.
He likes porn, okay? Waka waka.
No, I'm sorry, you were breaking up. What'd you say?
Yeah, I said his name, Mark, is smart. It's the perfect name, yeah. Like Nomar Gassiapara. It's fun to say if you have a funny accent.
Well, remember, Arkham, when they drafted Marcus Smart and James Young in, what was it, 2014?
Right.
The Celtics were getting Young and Smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grandy had that right away, and I'm sure he worked it into a six-minute soliloquy later on that season. 617-779-0985. How's about Kyle in Methuen? What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Jones. I just wanted to give you a call, and I heard a great take that you had last night, and I just wanted to call in and give you some credit.
Well, this feels like sarcasm.
No, 100% true. And the reason I wanted to call is I actually took it into work today, and I will admit I kind of, stole the take from you, but it definitely shut up some guys in the office. The fact that we are paying Marcus Smart more money to play less absolutely blows my mind, and I 100% agreed with you. With what you said, in my opinion, the two most important parts of the basketball game are the beginning and the end. And what do you know? Those are the two times of the game that Marcus Smart is not going to be on the floor. And if he takes away minutes from some of our guys like Tatum or Brown, it's going to absolutely blow my mind. Just like you said last night, Jaylen Brown, the guy that the Celtics wouldn't trade for Kawhi, if he ends up dropping minutes for Marcus Smart, then I don't even know what I'm going to do. But that's pretty much all I wanted to call about and give you some credit. I thought those takes were awesome. And, yeah, like I said, kind of stole them today. So keep it up.
Well, there you go. I'm happy I didn't hang up on that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the best call we've ever had.
Best conversation at his job that I'm sure anyone's ever had, sports talk-wise.
How about that?
Just ripping off your takes.
How about that? I like it, though. People are just now using my takes to argue with people at work. I can't imagine that's going to end well for you most of the time based on the arguments that I traditionally have here on the air.
Right.
With other co-hosts, they usually don't end all that great.
Sure. And most people end up wanting to punch you in the face.
Yeah, he said that.
But they can't because you're up here.
He said that shut people up. I have a hard time believing that. Mine don't shut people up. I just get a bunch of phone calls yelling at me. So he shut people up. That guy's more effective than I am at delivering my own take, apparently. But yeah, you're paying Marcus Smart more to do less. He used to play in crunch time. He used to make winning plays at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how the story went. I mean, I never really bought into that narrative, but whatever. The people who would push that narrative, he used to make winning plays when it matters. So now what? Now the second and third quarter? Is that where all the winning plays are going to happen, Arkan?
Guess so.
Second quarter? Oh, yeah. Remember when he dove for that loose ball in the second quarter? Winning play. Like, I wouldn't put it past, the radio broadcast here, Grandy and Max. I wouldn't put it past the television broadcast, Mike and Tommy. But, like, that's where it's going to have to shift to. Because he better not be playing at the end of some of these games. He better not.
I'd be shocked if he was. But you never know. Good insurance policy, Jones, right?
No, he's not good insurance. No, you said that earlier. That's about the worst insurance you could possibly have. The guy punching out picture frames and slicing his hand wide open. That sounds like terrible, awful insurance. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Myself and Christian Arkham, we are back at night. Late tomorrow, next week, rather, we have Felger Maz coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.